The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Cthulhu and Friends. I am your game master, Veronica, and I am here with...
Hi, I'm Mike, and I'm playing Todd B, and I'm fucking up the order. It's great.
I'm Stacy, and I'm playing Bellamy.
And I'm Steph, and I'm playing Clara.
And I'm Fred, and I play Edward.
Mike, what happened in the last episode? I can't remember. Time is weird here.
Last time? On Cthulhu and Friends. After Todd and Bellamy arrive, the librarian leads the crew past a gate into a strange section of books. The librarian hands out numbered books with old-looking pictures of the crew and Darius. The crew is mesmerized by the photos of themselves seemingly in the past. The crew spitballs some different theories of what the books are, but ultimately are unsure of the meaning behind them. While investigating the photos and writings in the books, the crew notices a few things. Clara and Edward appear to get married. Clara has some sort of unchecked power. There is a hint from Darius that Todd needs to be controlled. And a strange cult appears very unhappy about the crew on St. Paxton Island. When asked about the cult's necklaces, the librarian pulls out a mirrored box that contains three necklaces. And that's where we left off in the last episode.
So the old woman brings the box with the three necklaces.
Okay, so it matches the symbol that's on Clara's face.
Yes.
I reach in and grab one of the necklaces, the wood one.
It feels like wood. It weighs what you would expect it to weigh. It is smooth.
Is it a necklace that you put over your head, or does it have a clasp?
You definitely put it over your head. There is no clasp.
Okay. I will put it over my head.
I am going to grab the metal and the stone necklace, and I will hand the stone to Edward as I put the metal one over my own head. And I'm like, now we all have a symbol.
That makes me feel better, but what does this mean, Ezra?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I could look it up for you if you want to.
Oh, that would be excellent, because it's a little disconcerting to have a symbol on my cheek that's... I don't know where it came from, what it is.
You hear the door at the library fly open, and you hear a very familiar sound as sneakers screech across the hardwood floor.
It's Nighthawk. I whisper.
Oh my God. There you are. Where have you guys been?
Here?
Yeah.
The whole time?
Well, there's a lot of reading to do.
It's I guess
not been that long though.
How long has it been?
Like 3 weeks.
What?
Oh, there's so much paperwork, and also there was no mayor for like 3 weeks, and so basically I got recruited, and now I have a new boss.
What? Did they take a leadership class? Because they can't just take over as mayor.
Well, no, she's not the mayor. She's the minister of justice or magistrate of justice, or she's over things.
So she's like a...
Oh my God, it's a coup.
She's like a mayor pro tem.
No, she can't do that.
She's not mayoring. She's just she's the minister of justice, and now I'm her employee.
Is she signing the manifests?
No, it's not her job.
Oh my God.
Well, then she needs to stay in her lane.
Things have actually been terrible. Are you guys actually going to come out of here? How have you been going to the bathroom?
Libraries have bathrooms.
It really hasn't been that way.
Oh. It hasn't.
I've never used a library bathroom before. Are you sure?
You just have to be very quiet, that's all.
As you pee or poop?
Yeah, both. Both.
I'm a loud urinator. I really couldn't do that.
Okay.
So, we should probably go the manifests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things have actually been terrible. Also, there's an election coming up. I'm pretty excited about.
Wait, for what?
Oh, yeah, there's like a totally new election. There's a guy that wants to be the mayor, and people are really excited about his message. He's hosting a meet and greet barbecue. I'm gonna go, because I really enjoy hamburgers.
Who is this?
His name is Mr. M.
Mr.
He's come by town hall like 5 times.
Mr. M. Like the letter. Okay. Let's grab up these books. Ezra, can we take them with us? Is that allowed to check them out of the library?
No.
Okay. Let's remember they're here and come back to this, because there's a lot of information in there that we need to sort out. And let's go see what's going on with the town.
Anyways, here's this flyer. Nighthawk gives you a flyer, and it has pictures, little drawings of hamburgers, hot dogs, rocket pops, beer, fireworks, patriotic symbols, and it says, "You deserve a mayor who cares about St. Paxton. Meet and greet barbecue with Mr. M this Friday, 6 p.m. onwards. Harold Melange Residence. Paid for by Mr. M for Mayor."
Okay, this is harsh, because this is implying that I don't care about St. Paxton.
Well, you did disappear for like 3 weeks.
I can't help it if I go to the library for like 20 minutes and 3 weeks goes by outside. Who made this place? Why is time crazy?
But also, you did just disappear for 3 weeks.
Well, maybe he's going to go to the grocery store and disappear for 2 months. Who knows?
Well, look, Clara, let's not overly worry. I have an idea. We'll also throw a get-together. We'll have a crab feast. And then people could come to our little thing, and then we could talk to them about why you should be mayor.
Oh, are you running for mayor?
Why? Why should you be mayor? What are your core values?
She took a leadership class, and Darius definitely left her in charge.
Darius did want one of us in charge, and I was the most qualified.
Exactly. Let's make posters, big, colorful posters, and cook up
buttons. We'll have people that says like, "Vote Clara." Yes.
I took a leadership class.
Before this gets out of hand, I think maybe we should meet this Mr. M and see what his qualifications are and what he stands for.
So you're saying we should fraternize with the enemy?
I'm just saying we should find out exactly what makes him the enemy before we assume he is the enemy.
Spoken like a true leader.
Thank you.
And if we have some hamburgers in the meantime as well, win-win.
Yeah. Wait, is Leo's supplying the hamburgers? Is Leo, Divine Bovine?
I haven't put together anything. I've really tried to keep myself away from political things.
Oh, that's wise.
I don't think Leo would do that, though.
And, you know, that's why I'm curious. Like, is Leo supporting this guy? And if so, then maybe he's a good person. But let's try the hamburgers, because we will know if Leo made them. So when is this barbecue?
6.
Should we bring anything with us? I mean, to the barbecue? Like, our own drinks?
To frame this person for something?
No, I just meant like our own drinks.
Wait, we're gonna frame this guy?
I'm just trying to think ahead
like,
here.
Like, what if he's a really good guy and a good choice for mayor?
I want to run a clean campaign.
You'll notice, Nighthawk, like, every time one of you speaks, it's like, yeah, but to each of you. All sides, yeah.
Listen, this person's running for mayor. We have a mayor pro tem that disappeared for 3 weeks. No one came looking?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of a good point.
No.
Well, except Nighthawk.
Notice. Yeah. Notice. And Nighthawk points to so many lost and found posters of you. You guys were lost. And, like, the only person that knew where you were was that lady.
And I guess we are the police force, so...
I mean, like, I drew those myself, based on memory.
Oh, they're very impressive.
Thank you.
You should consider going into art.
No, thank you.
My nose doesn't look like that.
Todd.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty spot on, Todd. I mean, I'm sorry, but...
Yeah.
I start taking the posters down.
You know what would be a really good movie premise is if this one person was just like always running out from the law, and each time he looks at his wanted poster, it's a little bad, and he's like, they always get my nose wrong. That seems like a good movie.
That's a good idea. Aren't people used to time being weird here? Like, if somebody disappears...
What are you talking about?
The time's weird! Why?
Times, they are changing, I guess. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you ever just take a nap and wake up, like, next Tuesday or something?
No.
So wait, this only happens to us?
I mean, like, time is weird in the sense that, like... Sometimes you feel like you've been here before.
Yeah. But except you actually
have. But people
have.
Don't fall asleep for 3 weeks in a library.
Well, we weren't asleep.
No. We were reading some very weird books. So, where's this barbecue?
Yeah, where does Harold live?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. He lives right off of the square. There's like a little apartment there. I guess I could take you. I'm sure he's probably just getting ready. Were you guys gonna like make some potato salad or something? I don't, can't remember. I forgot where we were going with that.
Where did we land on? Bring something?
No, you don't have to bring anything. It's just that somebody had mentioned it, and so I wanted to make sure that we were facilitating a good time for everyone. Because that's what we were trying to do.
We should probably bring something.
Like a
bottle of wine or
like an appetite.
Todd, come on.
You all do feel extremely hungry.
You know, burgers sound really good.
Are we even in the right attire for this? I mean, we've been in the same clothes for 3 weeks also.
You are extremely stinks.
Okay. Well, I would like to go and make myself presentable a little bit and then grab a bite to eat before we go and eat more.
Yeah, I mean, if we smell that bad, then cleaning up would be a good idea. We don't want to show up looking like we're just
Are we talking about like 3 weeks smell bad?
You didn't notice your hunger, your smell, or your general appearance until after you walked out of the library.
What about my facial hair? Is it like 3 weeks worth of growth?
Yeah, definitely.
And prior to us leaving the library, it wasn't noticeable.
Right.
Weird.
Huh. When I turn around to look at Edward, he has a frickin' beard, essentially.
Yeah. Exactly. You looked at him in the library, everything was good to go. You turn around, and now he has the shapings of a pretty nice beard.
So I turn around and look at the group. Oh, Wow. You guys have beards. Do you not feel that on your face?
What are you talking about?
Your face. Touch it. Touch your face.
Yeah, she's and, right.
I touch my face and I'm a little taken aback. What?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Time is weird.
Let's make this very quick because we don't want to miss the barbecue by a month. So rush home very, very fast. Everybody take quick but thorough showers. God, we stink. Yep. And let's all convene downstairs at the door and get our asses in gear, I guess.
Yep. Sounds good. Let's go.
Oh, gods.
Quickly.
As you're all walking, Nighthawk will walk behind you with Todd, and she looks to him and says, "Oh, by the way, they got the results back for that girl."
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. And she hands you a packet.
I will glance at the packet very quickly.
It's just got your name handwritten on it. It's like a big yellow envelope.
Ah, okay. Well, thanks, Nighthawk. I'll have to read this.
Yeah, I mean, even though I don't really work for Claire anymore and I work for my boss, you know, it's good.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And if you ever need any assistance, I am just a reading away. Anyways, I'm also going to go call off the search party, so maybe I'll just see you at Mr. M's house, or I guess you need directions. Do you want me to come back and get you?
Oh, well, you said it's right off the square, right?
I mean, like, I think we'll be able to find it. A million people are going to be there.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to find it.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I catch up with the group.
I rush upstairs to shower 3 weeks of nasty off me and get a proper outfit on. And then I head back downstairs and go to the kitchen where I start snacking on things. And I don't stop snacking until somebody else shows up. And then I continue snacking with them.
After getting cleaned up, I will go to the kitchen and rifle around the cabinets looking for a bottle of wine that we could bring with us.
You find one bottle of wine.
After taking a shower, I come downstairs and join Clara and Bellamy. And I also look for a bottle of wine. Are there any more?
Yes, there are so many bottles of wine. In fact, you find a cellar of wine where you actually can like go down this really fun pulley system and you can get like vintage bottles of wine. I mean, they are like super old. So you could bring something that's really classy if you wanted to. Or there are boxes of wine up at the top.
I feel like we should bring something nice, kind of like an olive branch. So I'll bring a nice vintage.
You pick a bottle that is great.
All right, I will come down the stairs and I will look over the rest of my friends. You guys aren't all dressed up?
It's a barbecue.
Todd, what are you wearing?
Like my clubbing clothes.
Someone else please describe what that looks like.
So he is wearing tight designer blue jeans that has like the like spiral like fleur-de-lis design that's like bright white on like the both butt like pockets. And then in the front it has like the faded stripes, like the stress marks. His shirt is sheer but white, so it's slightly see-through, but there are stripes, and the stripes have sparkles on them. And so it's kind of both sheer and sparkly, so when the light hits him just the right way, it's just really kind of like a disco ball. And his hair is different, too. His hair is slicked back instead of what he normally has. And he's wearing sunglasses inside.
Also, you know those things you can buy where it looks like you have a tattoo sleeve? So he's got them on just one arm. So it looks like he just has a sleeve of tattoos on one arm. But it's the wrong skin tone to match him. So it's very obvious, but we've just always let it fly. And he's got a nice little watch around his wrist to hide where the cuff is.
And what's the company that does like tattoo clothing?
Ed Hardy.
Yes, it's like a Ed Hardy design sleeve. It's like a
what
tiger.
What are you doing to Todd?
It's like a tiger riding a wave. And he's got one earring, but it's like dangly.
And it's a clip on. It's a clip on.
Because I lost the other one.
I mean, you only need one.
And he has, I would say, he has the shirt unbuttoned. Yes. And it is featuring his brand new necklace as well.
It's like sterling silver link chain with his like chest hair puffing out.
Oh, so good. So that's what you get.
I feel like we've probably seen these outfits before, though. So it's like not a complete shocker to us, but we're just like, yep, that's fine, Todd.
Cool.
It is an outdoor barbecue. Probably. It might get a little
hot,
and I don't think that shirt breathes very well, probably.
I think I'll do all right. And I immediately go and pick up a box of wine.
As I stuff a Twinkie in my mouth. Todd, are you sure you don't want to take some food? It's very good.
You see a spread that Bellamy has laid out on the counter, and she's just kind of been going and grabbing like all these things. Lots of snack cakes, also queso chips, a variety of hummus and pita. There's oddly some leftover Mexican food. Weird.
I check my watch for the time.
1 hour has passed.
So it's like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we got time to eat. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starving. So a little appetizer.
Pre-eat a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't like, you're not rude and you eat up all the yeah.
You don't want to be that person who like fills your plate more than everyone else.
I'm still going to be that person, just so we're clear.
I will never judge you for that because then I can fill my plate too. And I'm like, hey, we're both normal. Look at us.
That's right.
I eat the leftover Mexican food.
Who had leftovers if we were missing for 3 weeks?
Oh my god, is this Night House?
Hey guys! Oh! Hey! You want some food?
My burrito!
Not anymore.
What burrito?
I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I really do. Also, these are my friends the Crows.
Is this your band?
The band? Yeah. I'm Nighthawk. These are the Crows.
Hi. I'm Edward.
They all just... They're very teens.
I'm Clara. It's so nice to meet you.
I'm Bellamy. Hi. She dropped off a record for me the other day. It's really good, by the way.
Thanks. Okay, we'll meet you there. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice meeting you.
A gaggle of teens just leave the house, and Nighthawk was like, you guys.
What?
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
I mean,
we just said hi.
I don't know, but thank you for providing me with that really exciting experience. I've always wanted to bring home my friends and like, oh, your parents are so weird. And then I'd be like, no, they're not, they're fine, they're whatever. And you guys did a great job. I'm really excited.
We're not old enough to be your parents. We're still cool.
Wait, so... Which two of us did you say were your parents?
No, I mean, it's just like, it's not like the specific, it's more like the vibe of it all.
Oh, the okay.
Yeah, all right. Families come in all shapes and sizes.
So I see you're having pre-dinner.
Mm-hmm. Appetizers.
Would you like to join us?
Nope, I already ate. I had a bowl of popcorn.
Oh, you should probably have some real food.
I'm gonna eat burgers.
Oh. Yeah, makes sense.
I bet you run around a lot.
Okay, I guess I'll have some queso. Okay, so now tell me what we're going to be doing next. get it.
What a segue.
See, good. I picked up that joke probably from one of my dads.
It's probably Todd.
That was a total Todd joke.
Tea daddy.
We're going to make like a tree of leaf.
I didn't like that one, actually. Anyways.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
We're going to A and B and C our way out of here.
Yep. Didn't like that one either. It's mostly good when Todd says it.
Yeah, that's true.
Does anybody else want a pair of sunglasses?
Nighthawk holds up her hand.
There you go, little lady.
I have always wanted a pair of aviators, so I'm pretty excited about this.
No one else, really?
No, I'm good. Thanks, Todd.
I think I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
Nighthawk leads you outside, and you notice that the yard is unkempt.
Wait, don't... Isn't there somebody that takes care of the grounds around here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he quit.
Why?
Why?
When?
I don't know. Something about his girlfriend in the hospital, I don't know.
Wait, wasn't there a correlation between the Kemps and Diane?
Yeah, they were dating, right?
I think so.
I thought the landscapers were Mr. and Mrs. Kempthorne. Wasn't it the Kempthorne's plural?
Ooh, it's a love triangle.
So, oh boy.
I mean, why isn't she cutting the lawn then or keeping up with it? I mean, I'm sure that she's kind of scorned.
Wait, she's been in the hospital for 3 weeks?
Well, if it's Diane, then that makes sense. I can't imagine she recovered from that whole situation, quickly.
Well, I think we should come back to this because we have to be at this barbecue in less than an hour or so.
Yeah. We don't want to get there 2 weeks from now.
You finish your walk on the bridge near on the main island. You'll notice the crows ahead of you, and they are picking up the missing posters that have your names on them, and they're just tossing them in trash cans as they walk around. Nighthawk leads you to the square, and you really notice that there aren't very many people in the street. And there seems to be a lot of activity off of the square, and there's lights and heaters and all sorts of things because it's just like the first week of February now. And as you get there, you see lots of people mingling about, and it's beautiful. There's beautiful bulbs strung up through the trees. There's live music. There's, like I said, there's heaters and little chimneys and all sorts of things like that are really cool. There are kids roasting marshmallows, and there is a gigantic smoker and grill that a man is tending. But there are lots of people from the town there.
You know what we should have done is we should have thrown a huge "the mayor is back" party this evening instead.
I don't think we had the resources to put together a party like this.
Or the amount of time to be able to get people to show up for it. I mean, we only had a couple of hours, right?
Yes, that's true.
Well, look, let's do some recon. Let's maybe mingle and talk to some people and try to get a feel for this guy and see what he's about.
Right. Maybe that guy who's attending the grill, you know, usually the person doing that hears a bit of everything. Talk to him first.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I'll head off to the side here and talk to some other people. You talk to the grill master. Todd, what are you going to do?
Todd has already taken up a spot in the crowd, just kind of sitting there looking around.
I think the best part about that is that there's absolutely 0% that he blends in with anybody. In fact, literally everybody in the party is like staring at him like, who is that?
They are. But so many of them are saying, who is that? And they are very attracted to the Ed Hardy vibe that he is putting out into this universe.
I'll grab a strawberry wine cooler out of like a bucket, and I just kind of sidle up to a group of people and I'm like, hey, so yeah, this Harold Mayer guy, he seems cool.
Oh yeah, Mr. M seems great. Hey, you like sea breezes too?
These are great. And I motion to cheers our wine coolers together.
Clinkies.
I am eyeing this suspiciously from the side.
So what's like, what's he all about? Like, what's his message?
Ooh, roll an interrogate.
I actually have interrogation, so I'll use a point.
Okay.
I rolled a 3 plus 1, 4.
So I heard that Mr. N is like kind of power hungry. Like, he's new to the island, which is exciting and edgy, but at the same time, it's kind of cool because he's really saying a lot of things that make sense. Like, why should Darius get to decide who's in charge? And, like, why aren't there free elections? And everyone's voice matters, right? It's just like, for the first time in forever, I feel like I have the power to change things on this island. And that feels good, you know? Don't you want someone that makes you feel great and empowers you? That's what I want.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I gotta go get another wine cooler. That one went quicks. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you, too. What was your name?
Oh, Edward. What was your
Edward.
Name?
Edward. My name is Katie.
Okay, well, nice meeting you, Katie.
That's with a D, not a T.
Oh, sorry. Katie.
Yeah. Bye.
And I do a very awkward, like, sidewalk to, like, get away from her.
As you walk around and mingle and talk with more people, still using that same interrogation rule, you find that a lot of people are really interested in exercising their right to vote. This will be the first time that anyone has ever voted in St. Paxton.
Do I get a general sense of people that didn't like Darius or anything along those lines?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I will take my bottle of wine with me over to the Grillmaster.
Okay.
Looks like you're hard at work. Use some refreshments. And I'll plop the bottle down.
Thank you. And he gets a wine cork. I mean, he's got this little knife that has a little wine cork thing on it. And he unscrews the wine and pops it open. And there are just some, like, cups. Just some red Solo cups. And he pours some wine for himself and you? He points the bottle at you.
Oh, sure. Thanks. Yeah. So, looks like you're doing some good work here.
Thank you. And you?
Thanks. You work for Mr. M?
Well, I work hard. And he flips a burger.
So, that's a yes?
Well, I'm here. It is so great to be in St. Paxton, to feel the life, the vibrancy of this tiny island. You know?
Yeah, I do. All right.
Hey, hold on just a second. And he hands you the spatula that he's been flipping burgers with. He's like, do you mind taking it?
Oh,
run to the restroom real quick.
I will try. You want a good cook, you really want Bellamy, but okay.
I don't know who that is.
And okay. He walks off. Bells, help cooking responsibility.
I will walk over to Clara. I got it.
Thank you. You're so much better at this than I am.
Edward, as you are kind of walking in between people, you accidentally bump into this guy, the grill master. He's like, oh, sir, I'm very sorry, sir. Can I offer you a refreshment?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was just talking to some people about the new mayor.
Mr. M.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think about him? What's his story?
Charming, accessible, good cook, good friend, better lover.
Oh. So you know him very well then.
Oh yeah. Hey, I'll catch you. I've got to get into the bathroom. So sorry.
Oh.
It was great to meet you. I'm sorry. What was your name?
Oh, my name's Edward. What was your
Edward,
name?
Edward, so good to meet you. Thank you so much. And he does the thing where he pulls your hand and just claps your hand with the other. I'm going to catch up with you really soon. And he lets go. We're going to finish this conversation, okay? We're going to
Yeah.
We're going to get this. Okay, I'll talk to you. Edward, we're going to get together, me and you. Me and you.
Absolutely.
And he kind of just disappears into the crowd. It's really weird.
Wait, did he tell me his name? That was weird.
That was Mr. M.
Wait. The Mr. M?
Yeah, isn't he charming?
I guess. I mean, I didn't really talk to him much, and I guess he likes to talk about himself? That was weird.
I think that the thing that you could say most about him is that he's honest, and you can trust what he says, because he doesn't hold back, right?
I guess. I mean, I haven't really spoken to him much, but...
Another wine cooler?
Oh, thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
Were you following me?
Of course not. I just happened to also be going to the restroom.
Oh, okay, well, thanks for the wine cooler. Have a good time in the restroom.
Okay. I will. And she very obviously changes gears and is like, this is not happening. And just walks to the bathroom.
Was she hitting on me? Now.
Thank you, ladies, gentlemen, my non-binary friends. I am thrilled to welcome you to the first ever open elections barbecue celebration here in St. Paxton. I am Mr. M, and I am here to represent you. I wanted to talk first and foremost about what you should expect from a leader in St. Paxton. A leader isn't just someone that delegates work to another.
And he points to Bellamy flipping burgers.
A leader isn't someone that makes brief introductions that don't matter
and points to Edward.
A leader isn't someone that's flashy and trying to gain attention from all of his friends.
And he points to Todd.
Ladies, gentlemen, friends of all shapes, sizes, backgrounds, influences, you deserve a leader who cares about St. Paxton. St. Paxton isn't a place. St. Paxton is you. Who's representing you? A stranger? Someone that disappears? That's fine, if that's who you want. But have you ever been given a choice? I say you deserve a choice. I say you deserve a vote. And I say you all deserve a hamburger or hot dog of your choice! Enjoy the free food and drinks tonight, friends. I look forward to our next meaningful conversation. Tell me what you want St. Paxton to be. Tell me who you are. Let me help you better St. Paxton.
And he walks away.
Bellamy has picked up the nearby lighter fluid and added more to the barbecue and put the spatula down and walked away and was letting it burn. And she's pulling Clara.
I'm walking with you. Can I just point out that he also passed off his grilling responsibilities?
Oh, he absolutely did. And then he was really, really rude about all of our friends.
That asshole! Who does he think he is?
Ladies, are you leaving so soon?
You've got some nerve.
Yeah. Passing off your spatula to someone who can't even grill a burger? How's that for responsibility?
Ooh. What kind of a mayor can't even cook a meal? How are we supposed to trust you to take care of the real needs of St. Paxton Islanders if you can't even take care of a grill for 7 minutes?
That doesn't make any sense.
Listen!
It doesn't have to.
What does she need to cook?
There's other responsibilities mayors have that aren't flipping burgers.
And how many of those responsibilities have you fulfilled in the 2 months that you've been here?
All of them.
So far, we've had a murder. We have missing children. We had a missing mayor. The police department is understaffed, to say the least. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but no one is mowing. No one is pulling weeds. The entire island is falling apart in the short 2 months that you say you've been doing a great job. It was great to meet you, Clara. And he takes your hand and shakes it, and he walks away.
That motherfucker.
That's right. You've got to fight back.
We are going to fight back.
You can do this.
Oh. He is not who Darius would have wanted. Looking after his island.
We should get the guys and we should get out of here and plot. I don't know when he intends on holding this vote or how he's going to make it happen.
And how he decided that he runs. Who started the vote process? Who determines how the votes work? Him?
Oh, hey guys.
Hi.
What'd you guys think of that speech? Pretty rousing.
It was terrible.
It was really bad and empty. I agree. Yeah.
Thank you. He's just, everybody's just smitten, and he's just, feeding on it, and it's sick.
They're smitten, but he's bitten.
Huh? Yes?
I understand.
We'll go with it. Yeah, A for effort. He's just getting under my skin. We need to get out of here.
Okay. Sorry to have brought you to such a terrible place for yourself. You know,
you should run for mayor.
You know, I think I will.
You see Mr. M cross the lawn and he's taking up the grill. And you see him start passing out hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken and ribs and vegan patties and all sorts of things.
I was in the line and I was really close to the front when she just torched everything. And so Todd's just standing there with the plate, just looking dejected.
You get a juicy, delicious hot dog cooked to perfection with all of the toppings that you should ever want.
Hey, thanks, Mr. M.
You're welcome. Try the crunch.
What?
It's a special sauce of ranch and ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you.
I run over to the group, and I've got this plate with, like, two buns, two hot dogs, and, like, just this soupy mess of this kind of off-pinkish substance that I'm dipping it in and just gnawing on it. Oh my god, guys, crunch.
God. Mm. You can't. I slap the plate out of his hand. You cannot eat his food. Did you not hear the things he said about us?
Why would you waste that?
I will make you much better food when we get home. You will not eat that crap here.
Better than crunch.
I walk up at that point with four strawberry wine coolers in my hand, and I'm like, guys, have you tried these wine coolers? They're really good. And I hand them out to everybody. I take a deep swig, and I'm like, so what's going on?
Oh, we're just talking?
Oh, these guys, Bellamy just knocked over my food because she doesn't like Mr. M.
Smacked the wine cooler out of his hand.
I, like, hug my wine cooler.
I'm just, like, staring at Todd, like, in his eyes, really angry. How do you not get this?
I bend over and pick up the wine cooler and dust it off and then open it.
Todd, he's manipulative. What kind of a name is Mr. M anyway? What does M even stand for?
Melange. It was on the flyer.
You know what? I'm too frustrated right now to think about that. He was mean to my friends. It's not okay.
Okay, whoa, wait a minute. So, instead of, like, networking and talking to people, you're just over here being mad? Like, this is the opposite of what you should be doing.
This is, like, a flock of his following, clearly. All of these people are indoctrinated. If we want to get out to the people, then she has to do her own thing. And people have to come out to want to hear what she has to say. Nothing here
is going to
work.
Nobody knows her.
Nobody knows him. When did he get here? What is he doing?
I'm just saying. He had hot dogs and crunch.
You know what? Just because I don't have...
Is that what that crunch pink liquidish thing on the ground is?
Yeah. That's what it was.
Listen.
Never again.
Dream crusher here.
There's doesn't more exist to being a mayor than providing the people with crunch.
It's more like Retchup, by the way. Direction. That does not look
Retchup?
Good at all.
Ooh, Retchup? Yes, I'm into that.
Sounds... I mean, we're all making up words, right? Like, I've never heard of crunch, so...
Yeah.
Retchup? Retchup. That sounds like literal throw-up.
That's what it looks
exactly.
like.
That's the point.
Exactly.
Throw-up isn't pink. Okay, wait a minute. Like, listen... Doesn't, for the sake of democracy, don't we just have to be, you know, like, fair and unbiased? Isn't that what the whole point of this is? Not just belittle someone because they were a little mean to us?
And look, his message wasn't all bad. I mean, look, the parts he said about us, like, I get it. It was kind of rude. I mean, he kind of shook my hand and didn't even introduce himself and then... talks about, you know, meaningful stuff, but I took a poli-sci class once. The people do deserve the right to choose who they want to lead. We just have to get them to vote for us. Right?
Yeah. You're right. I just feel like he's being manipulative. Like, exactly. He's manipulating these people so, like, I want them to make a good choice. I want them to have a decision and choose who would be best for the island, but I feel like he is going to try to persuade them somehow.
I mean, he's clearly already doing it.
Yeah.
He is more new to this place than Clara is, and he has no power, and he hasn't been able to do anything, even though he sees the problem, so I don't understand the appeal of him. He's all talk. That's it. He's just talk.
What is he doing to solve a murder?
Or the missing kids?
That's a great question.
Yeah, missing kids, plural. Did we?
Yeah.
We need to address that.
We didn't sign the manifest for a day, and then they haven't been signed for 3 weeks.
Oh my god. Oh my god. We need to sign. We need to go to City Hall.
Yeah.
We need to sign that. I mean, he can do what he wants, but we have to sign the manifest. We have to keep things going. And then hopefully we don't find dead kids.
I have a feeling we're not going to find him at all.
Well, let's not think like that. Let's go take care of business, because first and foremost right now, Clara should definitely put her mayoral duties first.
Yeah, that's more important than this game of manipulation.
And we'll deal with the rest afterwards. So let's go check in on those things and just move forward.
Well, Nighthawk did give me the lab results. I don't know if that's going to help us in any way with this, but, you know, it's a start.
If we can find out what happened to Carol, then a step in the right direction.
Okay, well, let's regroup at the office and we'll go over the information.
Yeah, sounds good.
I throw the wine cooler out in a trash can on my way past.
So wasteful.
I heard that, Todd.
It is.
It's not.
And that's where we're going to call it.
That is a cliffhanger. Just an argument with Todd.
Oh my gosh, that's the best.
Is it or is it not wasteful?
Find out on the next.
Everything from that place is bad.
All right, y'all. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate how rowdy you all got. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.
This episode was produced and edited by Hiroshi, and the opening and closing theme was created by Rob Anderson. Find them on Twitter at MaybeHiroshi and at PotentiallyRob. You can find the rest of the crew on Twitter as well. V is at TypicalVeronica, Mike is at OneGamingLane, Fred is at IThinkI'mFred, Steph is at Starlit Firefly, and you can find me at Definitely Stacy. As always, you can follow the show as CAF Podcast and find a permanent link to the Discord in our bio. Want to take a look at the clues, information, or photos the cast stumbled upon during the recording? Head on over to our website at www.cafpodcast.com and click on the link labeled The Show at the top of the screen. If you want to help support the show, please share us with your friends on your preferred social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also back us on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/CAFpodcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out some of Geekly Inc.'s other shows, such as Inks and Issues, Cast of Thrones, and Transformation Sequence.
Hey, Creepers. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Cthulhu and Friends. This is Fred, and I just wanted to jump in here real quick and say thank you to a couple of wonderful backers on Patreon who helped make the show possible. Kelly Gallagher, Craig Hart, Byron Brumit. You guys rock. Thank you so much for your continued support for CAF.
Hey, you still listening?
Cool, then I got a little bonus content for you. And we haven't been doing bloopers at the end of the season, but this episode, oh lordy, hop on YouTube if you want the full context of this stuff, but this is some of the madness that I had to find a way to edit out of the show. There are no words. How often am I speechless? I guess I'm not because I'm still talking. Screw that, let's get into these.
Todd is now wearing a fashionable necklace. It is a wood pendant. If you can imagine, dig if you will, a picture of you and I engaged in a kiss.
But you know the little claw, the velociraptor claw that Dr. Grant has at the beginning of Jurassic Park? And he like pretends to swipe open that sassy kid's tummy and is just like, because the other two are right behind you. Does anyone remember that? Is it just me?
No, absolutely. Yeah,
okay. I just wanted you to keep going.
Jesus Christ. Just interrupt when you get the reference.
I still don't know what you're talking about. Can you just go over the entire scene through interpretive dance?
Welcome to Jurassic Park podcast.
And then Dr. Grant's girlfriend, and I cannot remember her last name. From Star Wars. Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's
that
like,
is the, still- I just made that connection.
Okay.
This is going great.
We need to stop.
Listen, I didn't make the connection between Jurassic Park and Star Wars, okay?
Wait, excuse me. Star Wars character?
She walked right onto the Star Wars set, and I watched her, and I was just like, Jurassic Park, Twister! And I yelled it out in the middle of the movie theater, and everyone was just like, shut up, old lady. And I was like, no. I didn't shout it. I would never do that to someone. Maybe go have his best.
Did you whisper it loudly?
I did tug Sam on the arm, and I'm like, oh, she's from Jurassic Park and Twister. And he was like, thank you. You heard.
Wait, are we talking about new Jurassic Park or old Jurassic Park?
Like old. The original
first one.
Original. OG yeah. Original. And Dr. Grant.
New Star Wars.
And new Star Wars.
Pink hair, purple.
Pink it was hair. Bright.
She's yeah. the Sadler.
Admiral
Dr. Sadler.
Admiral. Oh, yeah.
No, she from like Jurassic
took over the ship.
But yes. Yes.
Like Laura Dern. That's her name.
Spoilers.
Laura Dern. Thank yes. you. Then Laura Dern is like, Dr. Grant, don't do that. Because I kind of want to have kids with you. Now you're making me think you're not going to be a good father. And what am I doing with my life with you? Because you're actually terrible.
How does this relate to the game at hand, though? I'm very confused what we've done here. We've gone so far.
It's just
after
that
putting the necklace on.
That's
I go,
claw, the claw that he had. That's all I was going for. That's the shape of the big piece of wood that the symbol is on.
Jeez. Oh, got it. It's Christ. On a.
That's like thing. 5 minutes of audio that you're going to cut out now.
Yeah, don't cut it. Please don't cut it.
Well, all
people
right.
need to know how bad this show actually is. Leave that in, Hiroshi, please.
I mean, it was suspenseful. I was like, how is this going to connect?
I thought we were going to get raptors from the back.
Oh.
Hey-o.
I saw a picture of an owl that I legitimately thought was a velociraptor, and I was like, oh, it's just a bird. God. So, and that was today.
Fucking flying velociraptors would be terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. No thanks.
You don't know that they weren't.
Yeah,
we were not. Anyway.
So, I am going to grab the metal and the stone necklace, and I'm going to hand the stone to... Sorry, you're distracting me. I'm going to grab the stone and the metal necklace, and I will hand the stone to Edward as I put the metal one over my own head. And I'm like, now we all have a symbol.
That makes me feel better, but what does this mean, Ezra?
What? I was just showing you the necklaces.
Okay.
I've forgotten your question. It's been weeks.
I mean, time is weird here.
I mean, honestly, we didn't really get through too much, though, so that'll be an easy...
Yeah, we just, like, walked out of the library.
All my
we could probably
notes.
Do everything we did in, like, 10 minutes.
All my notes. I'll just scratch them out.
We will never get that Jurassic Park scene back again.
Oh.
It'll be a secret only for the interwebs.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I need a new pen. I wasted all my ink.
Because she's scratching it
scratching
out now.
Scratching all my shit out. You wasted a whole pen.
Yeah, maybe
I already did it. Now it doesn't exist. Well, you know what? I didn't hear that.
She didn't take that note.
I was already scratching. I was already doing it. The minute you were like, there's a snake in my office, I was like, V has a snake in her office. Like,
she's
instantly.
Like shredding her notes and just throwing up in the air like confetti. Oh my God.
Obviously, delete it.
Recover it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes. Yes. Oh, wait, there's a snake. Hang on.
There's a snake in my recording.
49 minutes of podcast gold right now.
For like 5 minutes of actual audio.
There was, yeah, 5 minutes of story.
So I have to unscratch all this? Mother. But that's not gonna happen.
Just hit that like backwards symbol on your computer. It's like the undo.
I'm just gonna go over it in a different color pen, like
Control Z.
It's fine.
Wait, okay. You're writing on paper?
Control plus Z. Yes, I'm very cool.
What the hell, Stacy? People can kick you off the station for that.
Well, you know what? Well, now you have to wait because I have to rewrite all of these notes.
Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, and I'm back.
50-45.
I bet you that's going to be shitty for your good friend, Hiroshi. So great job, Stacy.
I blame V. Great her snake.
Job.
You should have counted down from six.
It's called a
snake. Are we all going to clap now?
Oh, yeah. Okay, ready?
When are we clapping now?
I don't know. 50-45 is what Mike Lane said. Okay, we're going to clap when I say... Cha cha cha. Okay, ready?
For the last
all three?
Cha. So do you start cha? At six or cha? What if-
I told you, Rob, this is not easy.
Listen. So I forget how you do the clap, but we're just gonna make up our own. So what it will be is that I'll say 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then everyone go clap, 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 clap. Clap, clap. Okay, that sounds fine to me.
Okay, with no cha cha cha.
Okay.
Wait, are we? Is it just supposed to be one clap?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Is
that
it?
Way you can line up probably. The sound.
But if
right?
we do enough like, of them, one of them will line up.
Wait, isn't there a thing where like two people go like one and the other person says two and then the first person says three and then that other person says four and then the first person says five?
I think you're just supposed to find.
And then you can line up the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm sure we can just do that. Oh.
Okay, no, you're supposed to find a cadence that everyone knows.
Yeah.
So why don't we go, we will clap rock you. You.
Can we clap on you instead of in the middle of
rock? Why was that clap? What?
I was trying.
I should teach you
that we would do it on okay. you. So I had to say it.
You.
On you.
Okay.
You. Jesus.
Let's wait, are we saying it when we say you or after you?
This doesn't fucking matter.
We're not doing it. Anything done tonight.
It's just do 3, 2, 1, and then we all just clap.
Yeah, that's
and then
a good idea.
We'll see how that goes.
I'm still rewriting my fucking notes too.
Someone else count it. I don't care anymore.
Mike, what's your idea?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Some of y'all were
that's
late.
Pretty close.
I had to put my pen down, damn it.
How is that gonna work? Because you said 3, 2, 1. You said it at different times. You had to do it in a 4-4 time.
What?
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What?
This is why I write fucking contracts for a living.
I just can't breathe anymore.
I'm signing everyone up for music classes. I don't even know what a music class would do, but I think it might.
I mean, a leadership class got mayor for Clara, so.
Star Wars Jurassic Park girl says to Dr. Grant, yeah.
Lorna Dern.
Wait, did you guys see the trailer for The Rise of Skywalker?
Yes.
Shush, you know I don't watch trailers for that. I like to go in
complete. I think that was a wise movie.
I won't say anything else.
Give me the thumbs up when you guys are done talking about this.
Should we just go watch it right now?
I mean, we could also just essentially leave her on red this whole time, too.
Man, VSR looks really good.
If you're going to give me the thumbs up, though, someone who's talking needs to give the thumbs up.
Her hair looks great.
Oh, I see. So she can see that.
God damn it.
Why are you cussing me?
Oh, my God, that trailer was so good. I can't believe Skywalker...
How dare you? How dare you? I thought we were friends. You know what I almost did? Is I almost yelled into my headphones, "I'm not listening." And that doesn't make any sense. Y'all are rowdy tonight. Making me cry. You're so rowdy.
Coming from the woman with a snake in her office.
Rowdy bunch of people.
I said coming from the woman with a snake in her office.
It was a snake.
No step on snake.
Okay, can I tell you though? This is real talk. The reason that I thought that is because, like, whenever the I clicked the power accidentally, it made this noise and I was like... Because I thought for sure it was something. Of course, my mind immediately went to alligator.
Of course.
Logically, those get in Archer all the time. The
fear of alligators.
Listen, Archer and I are really alike in a lot of ways that are extremely uncomfortable. Anyways, so...
Okay, so probably Edward and me are going to spend some time cleaning up.
Wait, we're showering together?
No.
Oh.
Canonical. Canonical.
Canonical. Together. That's where
we're together. We're cleaning up.
Clem comes to the shower where you two are clearly washing together and just lies in front of the shower and watches.
Todd, can you
Edward, you can't get your back right here.
Yeah, it's never get that spot. It's so dirty.
Oh, the soap can't is get so the slippery.
Small of your back.
I don't know the middle.
There's like you have like the world's shortest arms. I am deceased.
We need to regroup. Oh my God. We are just not.
It's fine. Hurry, she leave all this in.
God, I can't reach my butt either.
Rub his butt and shower. Guys, y'all are rowdy tonight. Too rowdy.
Clem, turn around.
She doesn't.
Oh my God. Is she looking at them in their eyes?
I mean, no. She's not going to make eye contact. She's not weird. She just likes it.
That's fair.
Don't kink shame the dog.
I'm not. I just wanted to know if she was staring intently.
All right.
And how they felt about it.
We are all professionals. So bring it back. Bring it back. Yeah. Everybody. All right.
Thanks, focus. Fred.
So I spend time alone cleaning up.
I too spend time alone cleaning up.
Is this after your joint shower time?
This is not canonical.